The tables have turned, Larry. We are here. We have our voices, and we are not going anywhere.
I will have to die for this, I fear.
Because what happened to me behind the scenes happens to all of us in this society, and that cannot stand, and it will not stand.
There's rage and terror, and there's sickness here.
And I'm grateful that Robert Sylvester Kelly is away, and will stay away, and will not be able to harm anyone else.
I fight because I have to.
You do realize now that we, this group of women you so heartlessly abused over such a long period of time, are now a force, and you are nothing.
I fight for us to know the truth.
2017, and a wave of accusations against celebrity figures and other men in power begins, bringing sexual misconduct and the mistreatment of women to the forefront of the media. Courageous women with large and small platforms speak out against their abusers, just like we heard from survivors Allie Raisman, Rose McGowan, and Lizette Martinez. The accused, among many others, include Harvey Weinstein, Larry Nassar, R. Kelly, Matt Lauer, and former President Donald Trump. This reignites the Me Too movement founded in 2006 by sexual assault survivor and activist Tarana Burke.
What Me Too, not what Me Too has done necessarily, but what is made possible. And 5.5 years ago, we couldn't have a sustained national dialogue about sexual violence in this country, right? 5.5 years ago, we very easily elected a president who was a sexual predator.
In the midst of this painful and frustrating time in the entertainment industry, Alicia Beth Moore, professionally known as Pink, released a ballad that would resonate with victims and activists everywhere, titled Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
This is my rally cry. I know it's hard, we have to try. This is a battle I must win. To want my share is not a sin.
In 2015, when Pink wrote this song, it was not originally written with the Me Too movement in mind, but an earlier women's rights movement, a century earlier, the women's suffrage movement. In her Apple Music documentary, On the Record, Pink, Beautiful Trauma, which was released in 2017, Pink shares that she and her co-writer, Busby, created this ballad for the 2015 film, The Suffragette. The film centered around the suffragette movement in Britain in 1912 and the women that risked their lives for the right to vote.
No, wild hearts can't be broken. You beat me, betray me, you're losing. My spirit above me, you cannot deny me my freedom.
The women's suffrage movement marked the first wave of feminism when women began to protest for what they deserved. This not only included the right to vote, but also equality in education, employment, and reproductive rights. Success came in the form of the 19th Amendment in 1920, finally granting women the right to vote. But this was just the beginning for the women's rights movement, because for the next century, the fight would continue. While listening to the lyrics of Pink's song and the powerful, motivational way the words are delivered, her audience gets a sense of the fight these women were willing to put up to free themselves of an unequal, patriarchal society. When accepting her 2017 VMA Video Vanguard Award, she tells the world how she makes her daughter feel like an empowered woman in the midst of an anti-woman world.
That's what they use. They say that I look like a boy, or I'm too masculine, or I have too many opinions. My body is too strong. And I said to her, I said, do you see me growing my hair? She said, no, mama. I said, do you see me changing my body? No, mama. Do you see me changing the way I present myself to the world? No, mama. Do you see me selling out arenas all over the world? Yes, mama. Okay.
Pink has never been one to hold back on her thoughts on society, consistently creating music throughout her career to cause a ruckus and make people angry. Her 2006 song, Stupid Girls, was the first time Pink created music for the feminist community, using her voice to share that women are not just to look pretty and please men in a sarcastic tone. Although the song received backlash, for criticizing female celebrities for characteristics ranging from having blonde hair to having an eating disorder, Stupid Girls entered Pink into her journey of voicing her opinion on social and political issues. Before this, in her first album titled Can't Take Me Home, released in 2000, when Pink began to brush the surface of female empowerment. In her punk rock girl era, Pink was finding her voice within the music industry, testing out the waters of how far she could go. With her song, Most Girls, we are introduced to a young woman with a lot to say about how she does not need a man to get to the top. Fast forward to 2013, Pink is named Billboard Woman of the Year for her fearlessness and badass take on her performances that inspire women both in and out of the music industry. In her acceptance speech, she shared her goals for the future generation of women.
I wish that girls embrace their power and their worth and their value in their youth and not sell it or barter it away for anything and then have to buy it back later in life. I wish for women to stop apologizing for those very things that make us women.
While her grit and confidence radiated from the outside, that was not always reality. As a Doylestown, Pennsylvania native, she faced behavioral challenges as a teen, making her rise to fame even more difficult. When she was just 15 years old, she had a drug overdose and her life was close to ending. It was this traumatic experience that gave her the motivation to use her talent to make more of herself. Her biggest inspirations were the artists who were always unapologetically them, including Janis Joplin, Elton John, and Michael Jackson. Looking back on her music, where she started at age 21 when her first album launched her into stardom, to now, she creates performances that inspire millions to raise their voice and never settle.
This broken world keeps turning. I'll never surrender. There's nothing but a victory. There's not enough rock to tie me down.
Pink's voice, composition of her songs, and performance touches any audience that comes her way. When you listen to this song, you can imagine any hardship going on either in the country or in your own life and feel not only heard, but inspired to come back stronger. From sexual assault survivors to female empowerment to the right to vote, Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken comes at a time where everyone needs to hear what Pink has to say.
Wild hearts can't be broken. This wild heart can't be broken.